Amid the sound of gunfire, U.S. troops move into the northwestern city of Haditha as part of a wider offensive in western Iraq near the Syrian border, aimed at disrupting the flow of foreign fighters into the country. The deployment into Haditha is part of an operation called Rivergate. Its goal is to prevent Iraqi insurgents and foreign fighters from using cities in that part of the Euphrates River Valley as a base for their attacks. Increasing numbers of foreign extremists have been coming to Iraq to fight American and coalition forces. They join insurgent groups, especially the one led by Abu Musab Zarqawi, a Jordanian who heads the Al-Qaeda terrorist network in Iraq. His group is believed responsible for some of the worst suicide bombings in recent months, in which scores of Iraqi civilians have been killed. At a recent military briefing in Baghdad, General Rick Lynch said coalition forces have captured 311 foreign fighters since April. Most came from Egypt, Syria, Sudan, and Saudi Arabia. The other detainees came from more than 20 other countries, including Britain, France, and Ireland. General Lynch says it appears the Zarqawi network is increasingly relying on foreigners.
We talked about how Zarqawi, since January, has lost 100 of his leaders, Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 leaders. What we find is he's replacing these leaders with foreign fighters, primarily because they're most inclined to conduct these ruthless acts of violence against the Iraqi people.
A report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington says foreigners make up between 4 to 10% of Iraq's estimated 30,000 insurgents. They come from predominantly Muslim countries and are recruited in a variety of ways. Some are recruited at mosques, others at youth clubs or athletic clubs. Middle East expert Anthony Cordesman, who is one of the report's authors, says many of the new recruits join the Zarqawi group, though not all.
Sometimes they seem to be recruited into cells rather than through any central organization. So they'll go into Syria, for example, and then go to the actual cell without having been passed through the organization itself. Some of the people doing the recruiting seem to have this kind of direct connection rather than a connection through the organization. But what's very clear is that most of the foreign volunteers always were Sunni Islamic extremists, and the number is rising. It is not declining.
The CSIS study is based on background intelligence briefings and from information provided by foreign insurgents who have been captured or from documents found on their bodies after they have been killed. From this information, Mr. Cordesman has concluded that most of these fighters share the philosophy and goals of Al-Qaeda. They violently reject non-Muslims and want to establish radical Islamist states in the Middle East. To accomplish this, these foreign extremists are more than willing to die for the cause.
Some are recruited with a whole idea of martyrdom, so they come to Iraq prepared to die. And that makes it very easy for the organization using them to have them perform very high-risk missions, not always suicide missions, but missions which they're very unlikely to survive.
Syria is believed to be a primary staging ground for these foreign fighters. They arrive in the country by plane and then sometimes receive training in clandestine camps before slipping across the border into Iraq. At a Senate hearing last week, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said Washington is pressing Damascus to stop this.
The course that we are currently on is a course to use our military power to try and to stem the tide of people who are coming in that area, to clear some of those towns in which insurgents have been living up in Al-Qaim in that region, and to put pressure on the Syrians diplomatically to take steps that would make it easier to stem the flow of the insurgents. That's the course that we're on.
But defeating the foreign fighters will not be easy, and according to CSIS, will require more than just a military solution. Anthony Cordesman.
To really win, you have to win politically. To really win, you have to convince Iraqis, and particularly Iraqi Sunnis, the public, not to allow these people to exist to report them whenever they are there. You have to have a police force. You have to have governance in the areas so people feel secure. They're willing to report the fact that these people are operating.
Until then, he says, suicide bombings and other acts of violence are likely to continue in Iraq. What Mr. Cordesman and other experts fear is that those foreign fighters who survived the Iraq conflict may return to their home countries to put their terrorist skills to use. Bill Rogers, VOA News, Washington.